Hello, I'm Ken Whiten, past president of the New Mexico chapter of Republicans for Environmental Protection. I brought a little toy, and I just have to do this really quick because I spent a lot of time figuring out how to do this, and then I'll say a couple things. I inherited this from my grandfather, and I understand that it is not legal. It's nice being able to talk to a panel that is actually listening. I've talked to the Joint Commission 2 times, and it's like talking to a blank wall. They don't care. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of people in this country who are really upset at people standing on a, sitting on a platform up above us who really think they are above us. And it's time we started telling them that's not the way to go. Trapping New Mexico chapter of Republican Environmental Protection is totally supporting a ban on this kind of trapping. And to me, it's despicable, it's inhumane, it's cowardly, and I don't see how anybody can look on it as, oh yeah, I make my money this way. I'm proud to have this job. And I just can't see it.
Ken, so, thank you, and your time
has to be stopped.
Thank you. I was wrong about the next name that I had called, Justine Whitlock-Specker.
My name is Justine Whitlock-Becker. I am a private citizen and very much involved with protection of wildlife. This opinion was written for Game and Fish, and thank you for your time and for being here. And I just did some comparison things, what I wrote down. A few months ago, a feral cat was shot near Albuquerque and classified by the media as an extreme act of cruelty to an animal. When caught, the offender will be prosecuted. In the case of permitting barbaric atrocities in the use of cruel trapping devices and even extending the territories, we know the offender. Let us prosecute this government body, Department of Game and Fish. Animals know their exact purpose, and we are the only species with a free will. Often, the decisions we humans make are outrageously harmful to the animals and to ourselves. We share this planet and should practice stewardship and discontinue assaults. The horrible wildfires have caused an enormous loss of habitat. It is impossible to know how many animals are lost and will they even survive the winter. Did you lose your souls? Citizens requested feeding stations and were declined by Game and Fish. Many animals will die of starvation this winter. Trappers will like to keep their old way. Great. Let us take running water and electricity away too, and then we can all remain in the dark to this horror being inflicted on our wildlife. If any group of people should have been entitled to their old ways, it is the Native Americans. They saw the writing on the wall a long time ago. As quoted by Chief Dullknife, we can no longer live the way we used to. We must learn a new way of life. We all feel often that decisions are already made by Game and Fish before they are listened to our opinion. What is happening to democracy? Let us work on a brighter future without cruelty and suffering for all. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ryan Holton.
Good evening. I'm Ryan Holton. I live in Sierra Crest, and I am a student at CNM. And what I'd like to say tonight is about this trapping and, well, here it goes. Was our intelligent social creatures who represent an important part of the ecological and the interconnection between humans and wildlife. Having owned a Mexican lobo malamute showed me the firsthand experience of the intelligence and the true nature of what it means to be a part of the call of the wild. If we continue to allow these atrocities to continue, we are going to lose not just the Mexican lobo, we're going to lose important parts of our ecological and our natural system. We are going to watch as whole species perish as they have done in the past, and we will basically be throwing our hands up saying, well, there's nothing we can do. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you. Heidi Vittiger.
Hi, I'm Heidi Vittiger, and I live in Santa Fe. I'm an animal lover, and I was given petitions against the trapping of the wild animals by a friend, and I went out and stood in front of a few stores and collected a lot of signatures, and what I experienced was that it wasn't hard to get signatures, and that mostly what stopped people from coming and signing was that they were in a hurry, and I think which is pretty epidemic in our society right now, and that's why issues like these are not really felt firsthand by people. You know, if you don't know what's going on, then you can ignore it, but when I saw these videos here, I was overcome. I feel nauseous, and I feel moved to tears. And I don't think that that's so unusual. And I think that people who buy these furs and just like so many other things in our society, if they allowed themselves to be exposed to the firsthand experience of what's really going on so that they can have their furs, and I think that they would stop buying the furs, most of them. And in our society these days, it seems like the policies that are adopted by our society in this so-called democratic society are not representative of the majority of people. And so in this small forum, in this small issue, we maybe have a chance to do something. And I really hope that you'll help us. Thank you.
Ann Lewis.
Oh, yes. I'm Ann Lewis, and I live in Edgewood. And, you know, I like catching and eating fish, and I've eaten animals. I have friends who go hunting for meat and such, but I'm really against trapping, and part of the reason is when I first moved to Edgewood, I would always hear like these horrible noises. I didn't know what it was at first, but like a lot of screaming in the fields that would grow fainter over the days and more awful. And eventually I found out those were animals, and it wasn't for fur, it was in the summer, so predator control. Animals that were slowly dying in traps, mostly dogs, coyotes. I couldn't find them, although I'd sometimes find desiccated, like already dead ones. And it was awful. Nobody checked those traps more than about once every week and a half. Also, a friend of mine in Arizona is married to a retired trapper, and some of his stories were pretty awful, too. And then, of course, all the, you know, I've seen the pictures and everything, like in the brochures. And I think most people in New Mexico would like to get it off public land, like, you know, just... Anyway, that's what I have to say.
Thank you, Ann. Jess Alford.
I'm Jess Alford. I live in Tijeras. I'm on the board of directors of Wild Earth Guardians, but I speak for that, but I speak as a private citizen. And we've all heard so many good stories tonight about the cruelty of traps to the creatures of our land. And I don't have one of those good stories, but I have a plea to the commission. It's my plea that the commission will listen. Will listen to the people, will listen to nature, will listen with compassion, and will listen with empathy. And to realize that wolves are a part of nature. Wolves are native to this land in New Mexico, and cows are not. Thank you.
Catherine Johnson.
I'm Catherine Johnson. I've lived in Cedar Crest for about 21, 22 years. And soon after moving there, found myself and my family the very fortunate guardian of a three-quarter lobo, quarter malamute, who was just an amazing treasure. He was beautiful, sensitive, intelligent, loving, telepathic. He had intelligence that us humans don't even get to enjoy. And I was warned that when I had to get him to a vet for any reason, I dare not admit that he had any lobo in him or he would be promptly euthanized. He was just an example. I can't imagine the horror of anybody wanting to kill him, let alone in a leg hold trap, which is, you know, beyond anything. It was beyond imagination. So I don't want to live in a barbaric state. I've worked with babies in Valencia County. I see a lot of cruelty and neglect to animals. But I really want to support, and I hope you will support, the wildlife that's becoming fewer and fewer as it is. Thank you.
John Klingel.
I'm John Klingel. Been a resident of New Mexico for over 30 years. I'm a wildlife biologist and retired. First, I'd like to say that the Game Commission decision to open trapping in the Mexican wolf recovery area, in my opinion, was illogical, irresponsible, and unethical. And I wonder if they had the basic information available to them to make that decision. Second, leg hold traps are nasty, and I don't have to repeat any of that information. That's been covered pretty well. But it's been mentioned that they're fairly non-discriminate. The New Mexico Department of Game and Fish Biota Information System of New Mexico database lists over 100 species, New Mexico species, that are at risk, at some risk, from leg hold traps. Some of those species are not at high risk, some are at high risk, they're targets. But based on the 2000 version of that database, of the 119 species listed, four were federal endangered, two were federal threatened, and so on. Two were state endangered, seven were state threatened, one was state endemic. Occurs nowhere else but New Mexico. Basic principle of wildlife management is that you don't take more animals than the population can withstand. First of all, to do that, you've got to have information. That's why Game and Fish conduct so many surveys on elk and deer, bighorn sheep, etc. I doubt that they have the information available to make the proper decisions regarding fur bears. Second, you need to be able to control the take. Usually that's by season, bag limit, and locality. I don't believe there's any bag limit. I believe that's been addressed earlier. Basically, they are not managing fur bears, in my opinion. Thank you. Questions?
Thank you. Thank you.
Linda Bird.
I'm Linda Bird. I'm from just south of Magdalena, New Mexico. I live out in the National Forest, and this is very scary. This is all very scary. I have about five stories here of locals who've had their dogs, mostly dogs, caught in traps. The one that really stuck in my mind is a woman who has very little money but loves her animals and would do anything for them. And this one particular animal was gone for 48 hours. Everyone looked everywhere for it. Finally, she realized, she talked to the policeman, a local sheriff, and he and another fellow went, said they'd help look. And it just happens, miraculously, this dog was let loose or came home. This dog ended up, well, it cost her $1,900. It took 4 months for the dog to heal from the broken bones in the leg and foot. But that was only the beginning, because in trying to get herself out of the traps, or trap, she really hurt her back, and 4 months later had slipped discs and had to be euthanized. So that cost $650. This is a woman who works for minimum wage. Now, this can happen and does happen to all of us. I live in the National Forest. I have a dog. I'm afraid to walk off the road. And it's not right. It's absolutely not right. I have other stories here. There's no point in saying them. They're all the same. We are suffering because we can't enjoy where we live. And that's not right for the small percentage of people who want to make money in such a despicable, inhumane way. We need rules and we need management. And that's what I want. Thank you. Thank you.